Hello and welcome to Top 10. This episode is for Patti Smith. My name is Gordon. I'm here with my brother John.
Hello.
And we're going to talk through our top 10 tracks for Patti Smith. So there's no special rules for this one, although I did find it quite difficult because she's incredibly consistent to actually come up with a top 10 I'm happy with.
Yeah, me too. So I just went for the top 10 I had, which might be completely different on another day. But it wouldn't be completely different.
Yeah, I think it could move around sort of more regular than other artists.
Yeah, I think so. There's probably, I don't know, 15 or whatever tracks that on any given day could be in any particular order. But, you know, I did my best. So let's see what we do.
Do you have any clangers, missteps, failures that were first off the list?
Well, I think there was a few of those slightly improvised ones like Birdland on Horses, like Radio Ethiopia on Radio Ethiopia, that I really just didn't take to, never really enjoyed. So there's those, definitely. Apart from that, there's a few blander ones around the middle of her career, which I found a little bit less interesting. But that's all. That's all. What about you? Any clangers?
Yeah, I would agree. Obviously, Radio Ethiopia was the...
Everybody's least favourite Patti Smith track, I think, is yes. The quote, isn't it? That's not our line, that's
the
quote.
Yeah. And I think partly, and also I'm not a massive fan of Dream of Life, so I don't think any of those tracks sort of troubled the top 10.
No, me neither. I think that was what I mean by that bland period where it just didn't really click for me. I'll go first. My number 10 track is from Radio Ethiopia, which is Ain't It Strange.
My number 10 is from Peace and Noise and Don't Say Nothing.
So my number 9 track is from Banger, and it is the title track Banger.
Yes, you were a big fan of that album.
Well, I liked it a lot. I thought it was a pretty good album. And in particular, that track. It's a great track. Really, I love the rhythms of it, and it's kind of really feels quite tense and chanty, and I think a really good track. Really quite inventive.
It is, yeah. I've got Radio Ethiopia's Pissing in the River next.
Okay. That is a good one.
Yeah, so I've generally gone for looking at my list for the more melodic stuff in my top 10, so... There's a pattern emerging.
Yeah, the thing is about doing this is we have to be so careful not to say too much in case it's on our list, and then that gives away the surprise. So we have to whiz through this fairly quickly without making too many comments about each other's choices. But my number 8 is from the album Wave, an album I really do like, which is Revenge.
Yeah, good track.
Your number 8?
So number 8, yeah, thank you. My number 8 is from Horses, Free Money.
Okay. So my number 7 is from Gung Ho, which is New Party.
My number 7 is from Trampin, which is Jubilee.
So, getting exciting. We haven't had a single crossover track yet, so we don't have a joint favourite at this point. So we're getting into the top. Oh, we're in the top 6, isn't it? Yeah, I'm getting excited.
Top 6 now, yeah.
Top 6, not top 5. Okay, all right, I'll calm down a bit. My number 6 track is Poppies from Radio Ethiopia.
Okay, and we have our first crossover with my number 6 from Wave, Revenge.
Yay, okay. So that's a 6 and an 8, so however many points that is, which we still haven't. We should just write this. 7 points. It's 5 plus 2. So Poppies is winning so far. No, not Poppies. Revenge is winning so far as our top track.
Revenge, yeah.
Okay, so we're going now to the top 5. So this is the bit where I was telling you to get excited. So get excited now, please. So
yeah, I'm doing that.
A track I really love from Wave, which is Dancing Barefoot.
Yes, I would agree. It is good.
Is it good enough to get on your list, though? We shall see.
We shall see. My next one is from Piece of Noise again, and that's Whirl Away.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. That's a good one. Okay, so top 4. Mine from Horses. This is another crossover track, Free Money. So that now probably becomes our top track, if we could work out the numbers.
Yeah. So my next one is from Trampin again, and Mother Rose.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've mined the Trampin album more than I have, obviously. So that was your number 4. My number 3 is another crossover track from Peace and Noise, which is Don't Say Nothing.
Obviously, that's my favourite album, so I'm keeping going with that. Because my next one is from Peace and Noise as well. And that's Waiting Underground.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, we're up to number 2. My number 2 track is another crossover, which is Pissing in a River from Radio Ethiopia.
Yeah, I'm back to Trampin for my second track, and that's My Blakeyan Year.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? That's your number 2.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, here we go, top track. Top track for me is from Horses, and that's Land. What?
No, nothing.
It's the name of the
song? My top track. Yeah, I agree with you. My top track is from Wave, Dancing Barefoot.
Ah, so that's going to end up being our top track, I think, isn't it?
I think so. We'll have to...
have to do the sums. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll do the sums and we'll be back after this thing.
We have our top track, which is Dancing Barefoot. And we have crossovers on Pissing in the River, Don't Say Nothing, Free Money and Revenge. So any honourable mentions? Do you get a few that you wanted to get in?
Yeah, well, My Blakey and Year that you mentioned. Definitely one of my top tracks that would be in there. Because of the Night, the big hit, of course, as well. That would be in there. Also from Peace and Noise, I think you said it, Whirl Away.
Yeah.
That would definitely be on my list as well. 25th Floor from Easter is another one. And the single Piss Factory, which I couldn't find on Spotify, so couldn't include it. But it would definitely be in my upper cluster of songs. So they're my honourable mentions.
I sort of have, I think, Gloria off Horses, Blue Poles off Peace and Noise, China Bird off Gung Ho, and April Fool and After the Gold Rush both off Banger. I think they were sort of like my next. I think that's five.
Yeah, there's some good ones there. I should have probably put in those two Banger tracks in particular. Are really good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's like very consistent. So, I mean, most of those could be in the top 10 without too much trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our top 10. You can find the playlist on Spotify and Deezer. Or if you want to just find out, all our articles are on jeffreymusic.rocks.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at jeffreypodcast.